Eighth pack of Kalai Mishnah Vav. We are continuing with animals which are not clear how to classify them. Shor HaBar, some wild type of ox, wild ox. Min Behema, in those in the wild, but still, there's a different version of Behemoth. Rabbi Yisayim Min Chaya, he says the Chaya. What's an afkamina of an animal? Is it Behemoth or Chaya? So one afkamina is the Chalim, it's a certain fat of a behema also, and it's a chorus. And if it's a chaya, the fats of a chaya are permitted. Someone manages to shech a deer or a reindeer, he can eat all the fat from the animal. Akelev min chaya. Akelev, the Tanakhama says it's a chaya. So here we see the definition of chaya is not necessarily non-domesticated animal, because dogs generally are domesticated. Now here's very interesting. What is a nafkamina? It's a chaya behema. It's a dog. So as far as kilayim is concerned, as long as it's a dog, who cares if it's classified as a chaya behema? You can only mate it with other dogs and now with other creatures. As far as the tum is concerned, the tum of a chaya and behema are also all the same. As far as the chaylev is concerned, nobody's going to eat a dead dog, so it's not relevant either. So the Rav says a nafkamina is if you make a document that says I am giving all the chayas in my possession to Reuven, is the dog included or not? Okay. Achazim min behema. Achazim, everybody agrees is a type of behema. Ored, everybody agrees is a min chaya. Yeah, this ored is, I don't know, some wild donkey, which is a very wild donkey, dangerous donkey. Hapil, elephants, a koif, a monkey, or minei chaya. Odom, mutim, kulam, limshel, falatva, shulahana. Even though you're not allowed to have two different species of animals dragging your wagon or plow, but a human being together with an animal is permitted. That is not kilayim.